Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. I'm telling you, I am so happy to be doing this show and so happy to be with you all again. My country slang there. You know, another show. I cannot believe how fast the time has gone. I've been doing this for 3.5 years now. And I'm going to get this off the plate because it's the first time I've been able to really announce it really fast, that this year I was nominated in the category of Top Radio Personality Supporting Local Talent at the Asbury Music Awards. And it was held at the legendary Stone Pony. And I asked my friend Chris, I said, Chris, I'll be okay. I asked Mr. Crispy to take a picture of me before the show, and he did, and then he won for Best Photographer. But without further ado, I want to introduce my guest this evening. And I have heard this particular gentleman perform. I have seen him perform, and I have heard him sing. And he is a super, super multi-talented singer-songwriter. And his name is Harry Thilken. So welcome, Harry, to my show.
Thank you, Nancy. Nice to be here.
Well, it's really nice to have you. And I'll just give the audience a little bit of general information, how I had my friend Barb Dietz call me up and say, Nancy, you have to interview Harry Thilken because he's coming out with a new band. And there are other things we'll talk about as well, but I want to ask you, we're going to get the questions out of the way first of all, because my show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. So my question about that is, who influenced you when you were growing up the most and why? And it can have to do, it doesn't have to do with music, or it could be anything, you know, anything at all.
Okay, well, let me stick with the music for now. My sister was about 8 years older than me, and she used to listen to AM radio and on all the the late 50s, early 60s, and she would dance with me, put my feet on her feet when I was a little kid, and
that's great.
That was a nice memory. And then when the Beatles, like a lot of people my age, when the Beatles at Sullivan, I just flipped, and I said, "That's what I want to do." Especially when I heard that they wrote their own songs. I'd never heard that before, so I said, "I want to do that."
Wow!
So
I remember that very night. That very night, and who doesn't remember night? Exactly the feeling. It was so intense. My best girlfriend called me from up the street and said, "Come up." Her father was an Episcopalian minister. And she called me and she said, "Come up right away. Ed Sullivan's coming on." And I'll never forget it. I ran up the street just a half a block, and there it was in black and white TV, and they came on singing, I think it was "I Want to Hold Your Hand." I think. I could be wrong.
I'm 69 now, so my
memory's gone. But go ahead. So continue, please.
Okay, now, I just remember sitting in front of the TV watching the show, and my friend, who I grew up with, I've known Frank Cementa. He's in the band Home that I'm also with. He and I have been friends since kindergarten.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And we just keep calling each other back and forth. Did you see that? You know, then we decided to, we wanted to do that also.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided he wanted to be the drummer. I didn't know what I wanted to be. And he said, "Why don't you play guitar?"
Right.
And that's
right.
Why it wasn't even like a passion at the time. I was playing trumpet, like in the school band and stuff like that. But anyway, so we bought instruments, you know, real cheap Japanese guitars and drums. Well, he had a good set of drums. And then we started doing some church dances. And there was a high school talent show every year called Orange Show. Orange Day. That was where I went to school, Orange, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And you know, we do all that kind of stuff, and then it continued on through high school. Then my friends went away to college. I just went away for a couple of semesters at a community college.
Mm-hmm.
But my two best friends went away to college, and when they came back, while they were away, I was writing songs, and I never heard one of my songs played with a band. So I called them up, put a band together, and we got everyone's got a story. We got an audition with Columbia Records, and we went
into
the studio.
You know, I did too. But go ahead. That's great.
And we made a demo at Columbia Studio, which was a real thrill. I wish I had the tape.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh.
So nothing came of it. But anyway, that band made a sharp right turn and turned into a big cover band.
Harry, it's never too late. Harry, it's never too late.
This is my dream deferred, as they say. It was 45 years ago.
That's
so
okay.
So this Saturday, I'm playing with my first original band, doing all my own music.
I know.
I'm so
excited about that.
So,
and it's at the light of day. I put that in the promotion.
Yes.
That you're going to be at McClune Supper Club. And I'll be there to see you and to meet Paul. But anyway, I'll be there to see Barb and to hear you singing your original material. That is just, what time are you
going
to go on, by the way? Because I have some people ask me.
We're going on at 2 o'clock, but at 12:30 is Eddie Mannion.
Right.
Playing his original music.
Right.
Just
that's
before
right.
we
Eddie
go
Mannion.
On.
The E Street
from
Band.
The,
that's right.
From the E Street Band, yeah.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. That's going to be a great day, a great show. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think a lot of people are coming out, so I hope.
I love the Supper Club. It's got the greatest atmosphere. I've always liked it.
I like that.
The very first
time I ever
went there, it was to go to Mark Riebler's open mic, and that was like 4 years ago. That was
right after I had
completed my CD, and I said, well, what a great little place this is up here. It really has a nice feel. And that night I did same with Mark. Getting back to, so you were with Home. Before Home, I have somebody that said, I know Harry Philkin, because I was telling her who I was having on my show tonight. She said, I remember hearing him when he was with another band, even before Home. I think it was before Home, wasn't it? Well, did it begin with a C?
The band Home got together in 1970. So there
was
no,
after
the only band
Home.
After Home was Cats on a Smooth Surface.
There
yeah.
you go. That's what I was
and
looking
became,
for.
And we became the house band at the Stone Pony. Sunday night was the night to be there, and that's when we played.
That's right. I wish I'd been there. I was in California. I've heard so much about you, and I go, Cats on a Smooth Surface. Wait a minute. I don't know. I don't think that I ever saw them perform, and I didn't because I left and went to California in my early 30s, and I was there 28. My brother Billy took me to the airport. I had a guitar in one hand and my suitcase in the other, and I went and stayed there. I was there 28 glorious years. No heat, no air conditioning, beautiful down the beach every day. I live 10 minutes from the ocean. It was like really unbelievable. But I'm back in New Jersey for a reason. I came back to take care of my mom. I'm still here, and everything is really popping for me. And because I'm here, you know, being nominated for top person, you know, radio personality. First of all,
yeah,
my
I
other
say that.
And my music.
Congratulations.
My song. Thank you. My song Indecision is consecutive now. For 3.5 years in the top country, Reverb Nation. So I need to do something with that this January. I don't even promote it anymore. It's like, and people just come to me. People come to me. So it's just wonderful what's happened, what's opened up for me. And this was my destiny. I never would believe that I would be doing my music, number one, and my radio show at this stage of my life. But this is when it's happening for me. So I have I'll call it the Willie Nelson dream, because he didn't get popular until he was pretty old. So
I didn't think of that.
I don't care if I'm 70. I'm gonna do it. That's all. I'm determined. But anyway, getting back to you, Harry, this is so exciting.
I'm in the same thing. Yeah.
because this is so exciting, because you really are super talented. And I remember seeing you with Home, and I said to my friend, wow, that guy can really sing, and he is so talented. I really love hearing him sing. And so I went down there a few times, even though I'm really crowd. I'm not into, like, being in big crowds. I have to go outside and get some air and then come back again. But I'm so excited to hear your original material, the 20th.
I'm so happy you're going to be there.
16th, rather. You must be very excited.
I'm very excited. We had a great rehearsal last night.
Yeah, it's called the Harry Filkin Band.
Yes, how about that?
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, that's right. Well, the heck, you well, songwriters, that's what it's about.
Well, I really wanted, I wanted to do all my songs together.
Right.
Just be the person, be the only singer, because all my songs sort of have the theme, and I just wanted to get the whole vibe, you know, feeling.
Right. Right.
Just
of course.
See how it would work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can totally understand that. I've been writing songs. My brother Billy taught me my first few chords on the guitar when I was 18 years old. I remember sitting on the porch at our house.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I started writing music, and I've written over 100 songs. And then I did a compilation CD in tech, but it's not about me. But in any case, I can totally understand wanting to get your own music out there. And I have promoted my music worldwide. I mean, I have people all over the world that have heard my music. And by the way, people all over the world are going to know about you now because of my show, because I promote all over the world.
You tell me that.
Thank you, Bruce. I promote on about 12 Bruce Springsteen pages now. Thank you so much, Bruce Springsteen fans, because they all know I grew up in Asbury Park. They know I'm a musician, but mostly I don't promote my music. I promote my radio show. I mean, it would be it would be tacky. I would never do that. Bruce, met Bruce in my 30s. No, knew Clarence was a friend of mine. I don't know if you saw the article I put up in a photograph, but in any case, back to you. You've been doing this for such a long time, and you wrote a song. This is very touching for me because I have a family member, and I would like to talk just a little bit about, I was asked the same night Barb Dietz gave me, I call her Barb Dietz, she chuckles every time I call her that. I go, Barb Dietz, but anyway, she's the one that called me. Dear Barb, she called me and said, would you do an interview with Harry? And I said, I'm booked solid for months in advance. But then she told me that you were going to be doing The Light of Day and you had a new band and who you were. And I said, oh, yes, I definitely am interested in doing that and I will fit them in. Then she said that you were also supporting a nonprofit organization called Tupac. And she told me what it was. And it's the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. And I said, you know, Barb, and she knew that I had nonprofits. I have 7 nonprofits. Well, now I have 8. This is number 8 for me, because I said I will definitely take on this nonprofit. I'll speak to Paul Ressler about it. She said he's very interested, and so that worked all out. And I see that he did come into our queue a few minutes ago, so he missed a little of the show, but he's on listening now. And you had written some songs, and so if you want to tell us a little bit about that, about your
song,
your interest in supporting this nonprofit.
Yeah, the one song that I wrote for that, I wrote that for a dear friend of mine, and it's the name of the song is Blood of My Blood, and Paul Ressler had same experience as this friend of mine. His son died of an overdose, and he actually put his suffering into doing something very concrete, because the overdose the Overdose Protection Agency there is an actual drug that if you administer it to somebody who's experiencing an overdose, it can reverse the symptoms long enough to get them to a hospital or to EMT. So it's not just
naloxone. I believe it's naloxone.
That's right.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I read all about the nonprofit. I always do my homework, and I read all about it.
Right.
And I talked Paul's ear off the first time I spoke with him. Sorry, Paul.
I do that
to everyone. And then, of course, I just last night was reading the most recent newsletter and read all about it too. And I'm 100% behind it. I come from let's just put it this way. People will get my drift. I come from a huge Irish Catholic family. Irish German we are, but a huge, huge Irish Catholic family. So I'm very familiar with drugs and alcohol, too familiar to put it that way. And I have had friends also pass away from drug abuse. It is a disease. It's very close to my heart. And the moment I heard about this nonprofit, I said, there's no question that I wouldn't be interested in promoting this.
Right.
And I'm happy to do so. And I believe that in the cause 100%, and it needs to be done. I mean, that's all there is to it. There's no question about is it right or is it wrong. But I see we have plenty of time, and I do want to get back to talk about you. Now that we put that out a little bit early, and that's okay, but I want to get back to talking about you. And I mean, you have spent your life doing this music career, and I don't know how, you know, I never did that. I was never really a gigging musician because, well, I had a daughter. And I think basically I was just really lazy and noncommittal. I'm very honest about that. It's like if somebody said, well, you have to do a gig on a certain night, I'd go, oh, no, how about I don't feel good? You know, how about I'm tired that night? But even though I love to sing and love to write songs, I just never had it in me to do what it takes. And you know, I loved the band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and actually that's such a good, what's the word that I want to use? Analogy for what every single musician in this world does. It's like through blood, sweat, and tears that they suit up and show up to do this, carrying, you know, starting it. So tell me about this. You already told us a little bit about your how early this started, but how has this life style affected you as far as I think you're a married man, as far as a marriage or having children or things like that? Because I know nothing about you personally.
I got married when I was 44.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two kids when I was my late 40s and my daughter when I was like 51, I think. So
congratulations.
I'm a late bloomer. But as a friend said to me one time, it's good you waited, because if you had kids when you were 20, they wouldn't be speaking to you right now. And he's probably right.
That's the truth.
So.
But you're really blessed.
Now, that's the thing about growing up and choosing this and living the life of a cover band musician. It's a crazy life. Well, any musician, really. Rock and roll. It's just a crazy life, you know. You're in bars 5 nights a week. The owner, it's one of the only jobs, I think, where the owner of the club, the owner of the business, will buy you a drink on his time.
Right. And you were lucky. Well, you were fortunate to be with Holm and how they own the club that they work in.
Oh, DJs,
and
That's
and DJs is such a popular place. I've been there several times and heard you play. That's where I heard you play. Anyway, getting back to this, I mean, I have firsthand knowledge of what it's like because my brother Billy was, you know, playing in the days of Bruce asking him to be his guitarist.
My
brother Billy was 5 years older, and he said, oh, gosh, I have a family, and we're starting a family, rather, and I have a new she-rock business. And he did later go on tour with James Cotton Blues Band, and then he went on tour with Clarence Clemons and the Red Bank Rockers for a year and a half. But I saw how my sister-in-law and I would go, God bless her, because when you marry a musician like that, you have very little of your husband, because he had a business, sheetrock business, and then was playing on the weekends. So that is such a huge sacrifice for a woman to do. That's why I never dated a musician. Then again, there we go again. Because I married an artist though, and he was also wanting to go to Cooper Union in New York City. We had a 2-month-old baby, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because with artists, it's their passion, and so it may be their passion. But God bless my sister-in-law, she really is insane. That's what I would call her till this day, still a saint. And my brother till this day has been, he's in Vermont now for 5 years, but and they still have a place in Tinton Falls, but it's a huge sacrifice for a woman to be married to a musician. And the spotlight is all on the musician, if you're not a Bruce Springsteen or a John Bon Jovi or a huge star, you are a star in your own right to all of your local clientele. You are a star, and you are on stage and in the limelight.
Especially back when I started. Yeah, definitely.
And all the women, of course, when they're silly and young, they don't know. So they're all after all of the young musicians. So that's a big
ego boost. When you're 20 and in your 30s, like that's, yeah, exactly.
You have to keep saying, no, I'm married. Wear 10 wedding rings.
I wasn't married when I was and really.
Well, yeah, I know. You said you got married later in life.
Yeah,
but
the big thing. But that's part of the whole lifestyle. You know, there's women, there's drugs, alcohol, rock and roll.
Believe me, I know. I grew up,
adulation, it's very,
I grew up in the 60s,
like a big party.
So I know, and I was single. I've been single most of my life, so I do know it well. Well, listen, Harry, it has been a delight talking to you. It's like,
Thank you so much.
I want you to stay on the line because I want maybe you and Paul will converse or you'll have something to say. I know you have to leave at 6:00 and we're going to bid you adieu at that time. In fact, I'm going to say thank you so much right now and hope you stay on though.
I'm going to stay on. I'd like to hear Paul. I haven't talked to Paul in a while. Yeah.
Right. So, but I want to say everybody come out on the 16th to the Supper Club because it is going to be one heck of an awesome, awesome show with, Harry Filkin, and it's the debut, so it's a very special day for Mr. Harry Filkin, the Harry Filkin Band, who is with Cats on a Smooth Surface and with the Home Band forever, and you'll be hearing his original material, and you'll also have the honor and pleasure of hearing Ed Mannion, who is with the E Street Band, of course, it's at Tim McClune's Club, so it's always a wonderful time there. I'm going to bring online now, and I hope with no problems at all, we're clicking in now too. I will introduce him, and his name is Mr. Paul Ressler. He is the president and CEO of the not-for-profit. It's the called TUPAC. It's the Overdose Prevention Agency. And so here we go.
I'm here.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. It's TUPAC, not Tupac.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I can't help it. I was so in love with him and his music. A lot of people might say, I'm going to say it because it's true and I love all music, but why do I say that? I even looked at it to make sure that I pronounced it correctly.
That's okay.
Maybe you
That's
could
okay.
put a, you know how certain people after their name, like on Facebook, I'm worldwide, so people put their name and then sometimes their easy names and then it puts pronunciation and you would put TOO-PACK. Then I would have it correct. So it's TUPAC. I said it right the first time, though. Hi, Paul.
No, it's TUPAC.
Oh, it's TUPAC.
TUPAC.
Oh, then it's TOEPACK.
Right,
listen, I apologize for not pronouncing it correctly. You know what? I welcome you to the show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, and I just had a delightful time with Harry Filkin. So he's still online, so we can all three of us chat. So you can just go ahead, Paul, and talk.
Harry, my man, how are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you guys.
Happy New Year.
I
haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I've been leaving you guys alone. I've been leaving you alone.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for Saturday?
Yes, we are.
Good.
Good.
I am. I'm going to be there.
Oh, really? Great. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. I know. I missed the very beginning of the show. Did you play Blood of My Blood?
No.
Nancy?
No, I haven't done that. I didn't upload it.
Okay.
What I'd like to do, though, with Harry is if he has the link to the song, I can put that in the promo with the – in fact, I don't like to talk business on the phone, so I'll just talk to Harry. Well, no, I have to now because you're going right out and going to be busy until the show. Do you have a link to the show, or you can tell me where people can go listen to it? Because I could put it in the interview promo that I'm going to do worldwide so people can just go right to it.
Harry, it's on my website.
What's that, Paul?
It's on my website. They can go to my website.
Oh, that's right.
All right, but Harry, do you have is it on Reverb Nation or CD Baby or anywhere?
I don't have it on anything.
You don't have,
okay,
then
it
has to go to the website. I'll send them directly to Paul's website.
And
they can listen to it there.
Go to the website, and I have a jukebox in there because of my musical background. So I have a jukebox on there that contains a lot of original songs and a lot of cover songs about addiction and recovery.
Right,
and
uplifting things,
yep.
Yeah. But yes,
yep,
by the way, I know that. I just read your newsletter last night, but I saw that in the first my first homework that I did on your organization when I went to the website, and I read everything. And I said, my gosh, I do have a song that I'm going to submit to you anyway for Jukebox, and it's called This Girl's Gonna Make It. And it's a motivational song, and it's really a wonderful song. So I'll be getting in touch with you about that. But I will definitely now, I'm putting a note for myself, that right underneath where I put here is the interview that we did tonight, I will put your website so that they can listen to the song Blood of My Blood right then and there. That's great. That's terrific.
So
and I'll put click on Jukebox.
Go to the website and then look for our jukebox, and there's like 55 songs up there.
Great. I look forward to listening to some of them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So you want me to just tell you the story of how Harry and I got together again?
Yes, that would be great.
Years?
And I know, Harry has to leave in like 2 minutes. So, Harry, if you want to leave now, that's fine. I want to thank you again so much for being a guest on my show. And I will see you on the 16th.
He's going to hang in there with me. So,
great, Nancy. Let me hear Paul talk first, and then I'll hit
the road. Oh, okay. All righty.
A mutual friend of ours, Gene Boscia, a fantastic bass player from the area, you know, Jersey Shore area, told Harry about me, and they sent me two of his songs, Blood of My Blood and Genie's Got a Second Chance. I think it's called Second Chance. But Blood of My Blood hit Blood of My Blood. The lyrics really, although Harry didn't write this about my son, it may as well have been about my son.
I listened
Corey
to it. Phenomenal song.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. And
it is. It's phenomenal. It's one of those. It's one of the goosebumps, the hair raising ones songs.
Yeah,
it's fabulous.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really.
So we've been talking ever since then. And, you know, we know each other 40 years, probably maybe a little longer. But we kind of lost touch over the years. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. And I can't, you know, there are no coincidences, are there?
No.
I don't know what brought me and I back together again. But, you know, I'm attached at the hip now because of that song. And I want to make sure I support Harry as well as, you know, Harry supporting my efforts. We're a non-profit, and we basically survive purely on donations. I don't have any government grants, but we were there right from the beginning with the Overdose Prevention Act. I mean, I could talk for hours. I don't know if you're interested in how.
Right. Well, not, well, I would love. Well, as I said before, Paul, you know, we are going to do a show on the nonprofit exclusively, because all of my nonprofits, that's what I do, and you're number 8. And I have had, and I gave you the list of the people that I have already, and
yes,
I have the best nonprofits in the state of New Jersey are under my wing, and I love it, and I'm so happy to be adding you as number 8. Barb Dietz sent me, I sent her a quick email, and she said, "Oh my God, Nancy, I am so excited about this." She said, "Number 8 is my lucky number," and she was so happy that we connected, and that Harry came on the show, and that now I'm going to be promoting you, because she knows that you're going to get worldwide promotion on this. And it does touch my heart, as I was telling Harry. I come from an Irish Catholic family. I'm, you know, a 60s generation person. I've had personal friends of mine that have passed away from this disease that were very close to me. I've had relatives that have been having challenges. And so, you know, this is just, like you said, there are no coincidences, but we don't have a lot of time, unfortunately, because my show is a half an hour show. And
Nancy,
but so I want to tell people where to go, or you tell people where to go to find out all about the organization.
Go ahead, Harry. Harry, you want to say something?
I just want to. I have to leave now. I have to go to work.
Okay.
I wanted to thank Nancy so much. I want to thank Barbara, my sweetheart Barbara, and thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure, and I got to get a hold of you, Paul. I haven't seen you in a while.
We can talk. I have your number.
I'll see you Saturday. Awesome. Okay.
Yes, I'll definitely be there.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank you.
Oh, you're
Bye
quite
now.
Welcome. It was my pleasure, Harry. I look forward to hearing you on Saturday. Take care and have
thank
a wonderful
you,
night. Bye-bye
thank
now.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye, Harry. Be well. Be well, my brother.
Okay, you too, Paul.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, we don't have much time, unfortunately. It's only a half an hour show. I used to do an hour in studio, and that was really nice to be able to do that. But I like I told you personally, like driving an hour and an hour back, and then with the weather in the winters, it was very difficult. But I'd like you to tell people where they can find your organization, give them the website, and I've already done that, actually, in the promotion, but it's always good to do it again. So tell them where they can go.
Okay, the website is overdosepreventionagency.org. Email address is overdosepreventionagency@gmail.com.
Right.
Check the website out. We train people on how to recognize an overdose and the steps you take to help them reverse the overdose, as you know, breathing techniques and how to administer naloxone. We provide them naloxone kits, and we're faced with an epidemic today.
Oh my gosh, we are.
Opiate and heroin use, and my son's death was caused by heroin and a couple other insane drugs that were included.
I am so sorry. I have personal experience with this, but I choose not to discuss it publicly on radio. You have my deepest sympathy. This is so close to my heart. Like you said, there are no coincidences that I'm promoting you, and I will be promoting you after every single show that I do.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, I will do whatever I can to help you guys, to help you out. And, who I'm speaking to, by the way, right now, if somebody is just, you know, I want to make sure that they know that it is Paul Ressler, and he is the president and CEO of this wonderful not-for-profit. I am 100% with it. I mean, like I said to Harry, there's no question, should we do this or shouldn't we do this? No, we must do this. That's how I feel about it. Every single EMT, every single police officer, every single person that is allowed to carry this drug should have it handy in their fanny packs. well, that's taking me back a bit, but should have it available so to save lives, because there's, as long as someone is breathing, it's a disease, there's hope. So, you know, Paul, thank you for coming on the show. I don't want us to get cut off. Let me see what time is it. Oh, we have a little bit more time. I don't like taking advantage of my studio, but you know, it's been a wonderful evening talking to Harry and having the combination. I usually don't have two outstanding guests in one evening. I think this has only happened one time before in my 3.5 years. So it's a lot to kind of get your brain around. But it's just, it's a wonderful thing because it's a brother. It is like you said, you call him brother. It's like a brotherhood, and it's like, you know, one person helping another. And his song, Blood of My Blood, is going to just, you know, be such a wonderful addition to your jukebox on your website, because it was just the lyrics, phenomenal.
The lyrics are on the website as well, and a whole bunch of every song on the website has the lyrics, because I think it's important to support the song with the lyrics, you know, because music is the best way to communicate with people and provides a wonderful outlet for anyone who struggles with addiction, and a way to express their feelings that, you know, is uncompromised. And
exactly. Well, you know, I do have, yeah. Well, like, as I was telling you, Alison Saho, you know, City of Angels, was one of my first not-for-profit organizations that deals with addiction.
Yeah.
And you know her.
I know them very, very well. Yeah. Alison.
Right.
I was just with Alison today. I didn't get a chance.
Oh, she's just a wonderful woman.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, did you mention me, or did you forget?
I didn't get a chance. I had to leave early.
Oh, okay.
So she was still there. I'm going to call her later and tell her. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. Talk to Alison. I used to run into her all the time, and from the moment we met, she's just an angel.
Yeah,
and so I think of her often. I enjoyed so having her. In fact, I was with Hamilton then, so you can't go back and listen to her unless it was archived on Hamilton. But in any case, this show will be archived for all time, and it will be uploaded on my Nancy Ryan page, like within 4 to 5 minutes after the show. And it looks like we are going to have to wrap it up, and then I'm going to promote it later tonight. And it will go directly on about, 80 timelines probably. And so you'll get
a lot of exposure. See, there you go. I'm bringing people to my website through my music interests.
Exactly.
Not the drug addiction. So that's what you have to do. That's what social media is all about.
Well, like I said, I am going to send you I think I already gave it to you, but I'll email you again where you can listen to my music, and I'll tell you what number the song is. And it's called This Girl's Gonna Make It. And I call it my motivational song because in the middle of it, I don't have my album in front of me, so I'm not sure what number the song is, but what it says is, it says, I know you have a dream, and you can make it come true. Just believe in yourself and know it's up to you. And it's all about, it's about how I'm going to find a way. All my life I've been trying, people saying, no way. You know, it's like I was up against lots of obstacles, you know. And it's about that.
Yeah.
And it's just about life and challenges. And so when I saw Jukebox and I saw what your songs are, but you'll be the judge of it. And you can listen to it and think if it's appropriate for your page, it will be. And if it's not, then it won't be. But I'll tell you something about the song. I wrote the song for a friend of mine who died, and he was 45 years old, and he died of a heart attack from alcoholism. So that much I can tell you. The last verse was, I'm going to find a way, and it's like, you can come along, like, but I'm going to do it with or without you. And the sad part was I did do it without him, because he died. He died of an overdose. You know, he died of alcoholic poisoning of
an overdose.
Other drugs.
That's an overdose.
So anyway, I hope you enjoy my CD, Brian Rock. And it's been a delight having you, Paul. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited that you are number 8 in the list of my nonprofits.
Thank you.
And
I look forward to
seeing you Saturday.
Thank
so I'm
going to
go through the list of my nonprofits. Where are they? Oh, my gosh. I had them right here, and now they're in my living room. So,
thank you again. Thank you for having me on.
Paul, you're welcome. You're welcome. It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. I'll see you on the 16th and with Barb.
Yep.
And Barb, thank you for making the introduction to Paul and I for this new nonprofit. I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
And I'm looking for my nonprofit. There's so many now that I need a list. So, anyway,
I'm going to let you go. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, my sister. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye now. You take care, bro. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. What a wonderful night this was. I really don't have too much time, so I'm going to go really fast. Helping Hands of New Jersey. You know, phenomenal. Helping Hands of New Jersey. Minister Steve Tent City. My friend Bev Cruz, who is with now, Hit the Streets for the Homeless. Allison Saho, City of Angels. These are all on Facebook, by the way. Hometown Heroes, Michael Schwartz. Mr. Rodriguez, who's the director of the Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank. And now it's TOPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency, which is number 8. I know I'm leaving somebody out. I just know it. But I'll think of it as I'm just trying to, like, talk as I'm thinking, because I know there's another one. Well, I guess all I can tell you is that you can go back, scroll down on my Facebook, and you will see I did a huge promotion on all of my nonprofits like 2 weeks ago. So please go to that page, my Nancy Ryan. Go to my Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style Facebook page and scroll, and you'll see every single nonprofit. Oh, here it is. The Monmouth County SPCA is a very recent nonprofit organization that I took on as well. All right, all I can say is God bless everyone, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night. It's Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, live talk radio at its best, signing off. Peace. Peace out.